Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Friday the 13th.
The day when a lot of superstitious people get worried because there's all these superstitions that people have. We know about black cats crossing our paths, walking under ladders, opening up the umbrella inside, all that sort of stuff. But they're sort of your more Western culture superstitions. They're superstitions in other countries that you may not have heard of, Hutsy.
Yeah, my superstition levels, they're not too high. I always took my advice from the land before time, Ducky. Don't step on a crack or you'll fall and break your back.
I thought it was break your mother's back.
I don't know. Someone's back's getting broke, apparently. That's the only advice I've gone through over the years when it comes to superstitions. Oh, probably walking under ladders. There's something to do with glass. Don't know about that. I don't know.
I don't know how you're going to go with this segment then.
Yeah,
superstition
rusty.
Or deception? I'm going to throw two superstitions at you from other countries.
Yep.
One will be true, one will be false.
Okay.
If you guess the right one, we're going to hear from birthday boy Stevie Wonder. If you get it wrong, we'll still hear from Stevie Wonder. Okay, so the first two superstitions, right? In Lithuania, Hutsy, people say it's bad luck to whistle indoors, while in Japan, it's considered bad luck to fart in an elevator. Which is a superstition, which is a deception?
Well, after going to Japan once and farting in an elevator and seeing the look on people's faces, I'm going to have to say Japan. That's going to be the superstition, surely.
No! In Lithuania, people don't whistle indoors because the noise is believed to summon demons. I mean, it is bad luck to fart in an elevator. It's more bad luck to be someone that's in an elevator when someone else has farted. But all right, okay. So we haven't got one right so far. What about these ones? In Germany, it's bad luck to let chocolate melt in your hand. Or is it Iceland that's a superstition where people believe that if you knit outside, winter will be longer?
The second one just sounds that ridiculous. It has to be that one, surely. I know the Germans love their chocolate, but...
If you're in Iceland, you do the knitting inside the house because if you do any needlework outside... More winter on the way. And it's already cold enough in Iceland as it is. Well done.
Nice.
Got one on the board.
You.
In the Netherlands, people believe wearing red will anger Santa Claus and he will poo in your Christmas stocking. Or is the superstition in the Philippines, if you wear red during a storm, you get killed. You can get killed. Both involve wearing red. What do you think is the superstition? What's the deception?
Because I'm incredibly immature, I have to say Santa dropping a lump of coal in your stocking. Come on.
Nah, I made that one up. In the Philippines, they reckon that red attracts lightning.
Oh, my God.
If you're trying to recharge the DeLorean, it's fine, but if you're just getting about in a storm, don't wear red in the Philippines.
All right.
All right. In Nigeria, legend says it's bad luck to kiss a baby on the lips. Or is the superstition where in Mexico, a baby will be cursed if someone with a mustache kisses them.
It's got to be the first one. There's got to be a reason why the pollies just kissed the baby on the forehead.
Nigerians reckon if you kiss a baby, you condemn them to spend their entire adult lives drooling.
I love death, that one. Eh?
And also in Turkey, this is another one I came across. If you jump over a child, right, they're lying on the floor watching TV and a parent like jumps over them, that child will remain short for the remainder of their lives.
In fear of getting up.
I think that's what happened to Grant Denyer. He played leapfrog with dad and that was it for him. All right, well done. I think this one will seal the deal for you, right? The fifth and final superstition or deception. In Canada, they believe expectant mothers who crave fish but don't eat fish will end up having a baby with a fish head. All right, so that's Canada. Is that the superstition or is it in Greece where they believe riding a horse while pregnant will lead to you having a centaur baby?
It's got to be the Greek one. Those Greeks are very superstitious. No, that's ridiculous.
There's a Canadian superstition that expectant mothers craving fish but don't eat it we'll get a baby with a fish head.
Oh, that's got to be somewhere like Nova Scotia, hasn't it? Somewhere ridiculous.
Can you imagine that? Imagine that that was real. The doctor's like, congratulations, you've had a baby snapper. Enjoy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Got a lot of keen fishermen here on the far south coast. Matter of fact, I think one of the fishing clubs has got their snapper classic.
Gonna stop you right there.
This weekend.
It's not fishermen anymore. It's fishers.
Oh, fishers. Sorry. Thank you. Apologise to everyone out there. I'm expecting a few phone calls. Mm-hmm. Fishers out there. But I tell you what, over in WA, when I was living over there for about a year or so, I could definitely confirm that there is a different breed of fishermen out there. The sort of things that people are pulling out of the water in Western Australia is I saw one of the people that I worked with, one of the women I worked with, went down to the local wharf to catch a fish. She had like a Barbie fishing rod, like just a sort of a joke
toy
fishing
rod, sort of thing,
and pulled out a fish that was about a metre long.
All right.
I was like, geez, this is the sort of stuff that's in the water over here.
But, well, we were talking the other day about those snail fish. They caught them in the deep, deep waters off the WA coast.
Exactly right.
Crazy.
Plenty of stuff going out there, but sharks is always a big thing in Western Australia.
Oh, yeah, I'd never go swimming over there.
Absolutely not. But four friends who love to go on their annual fishing trip, well, I'll tell you what, boy, did they get quite the story when things took a bit of a turn.
It's a very strange fish hook.
He's a monster.
To land a very big fish.
He has chomped the motor. Oh, man.
Man, this is nuts.
This is yesterday in Coral Bay, and this shark is eating the propeller.
Oh, wow. 3-metre bronze whaler just saw it have a bit of a chomp on the motor.
Maybe that's how... Like, I've got an electric toothbrush at home, and it's very similar to an outboard motor in the way it works. Maybe that's how sharks clean their teeth, you know, get in there.
Yeah, well, these group of friends, they go on the annual fishing trip. Maybe this shark is his version of Fight Club. It's called Bite Club instead, where you just come back and tell them all exactly what you've bitten during the course of that day. But, yeah, unbelievable scenes. The shark just wrapping its whole mouth around the propeller as well on the motor here. The skipper...
The motor was off at the time, I'm guessing.
The motor was off at the time. Yeah, right. Like, they were just sort of floating around. But the skipper, Matt Zen, this is how he recounts the whole thing is happening.
Took a liking to the engine and he hung on there for a good few minutes. We started to get a bit worried about how we were going to get him off. His jaw inhaled the entire propeller, and that's a big engine.
Well, you're going to need a bigger engine. Yeah,
exactly right. So luckily no one was hurt during this whole thing. It lasted about 5 minutes before it eventually just sort of gave up and swam away.
Wow.
Luckily the motor was still okay, because you wouldn't be stranded sort of out there, would you?
No.
Yeah. As it turns out, this group of four friends, they do it every year. They call it their fever fishing. I can tell you what, the temperatures definitely went up, I think, when this was going on. But I tell you what, you know, four friends going fishing annually every year, you're probably thinking these guys have got quite the tale, lucky to escape with their lives. It's probably still not the most disastrous fishing trip I can recount. I think this one was a little bit worse back in the day.
Oh.
When you hear those banjos, buddy, turn that boat around.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Bit of a scary situation down in Adelaide, Hutsy, at the Golden Gem Bird Pet Store. Obviously, they specialise in birds. They're in the suburb of Paraka. They were just going about their business the other day when all of a sudden a car came through the front window.
So the whole counter came at me. The whole front of the shop came at me sort of thing, and the car as well.
Talking to someone on the phone, and next minute the big explosion and... Didn't really know what had happened, but it turns out a car had come through the front window.
Yeah, that was Danielle and Lyndon there, who work at the shop. And it's all caught on CCTV. It's extraordinary because Lyndon's behind the counter, so he cops the car straight on. Fortunately, Danielle was more towards the back of the store, but had the car hit seconds earlier, she would have been killed probably, because she was out the front cleaning the front window. So I think that's what hurt the most. Like, she's got minor injuries, but the fact that you've just cleaned the glass, you spent, like, I don't know how long on that, and then a car comes through the front window. I don't know the model of the car. I'm assuming it's a Falcon. it was an old lady behind the wheel, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. One of the passengers said the car just took off. So I think it was one of those instances where maybe she thought she was going to reverse, and instead she put it in drive, went straight through the front of the shop.
Would have to have been a loud explosion to have the noise of all those birds chirping. And noises. You'd be like, what? That's why in the audio at the start, he's like, yeah, apparently there was a car. He's like, what do you mean, apparently? Like, I heard rumours.
Hear the sound of the car engine and exploding glass over the sound of the parrots.
Yeah.
But I know there'd be a lot of animal lovers listening going, stuff the humans, Are the birds okay?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, it's a scary situation, but it looks like the birds are going to be all right.
Three cages were hit. One contained the store mascot, a blind parrot named Lily.
She got directly hit.
Yeah, poor Lily didn't see it coming, obviously, because she's completely blind. Like, she did get a warning from some of the cockatiels in the nearby cages, like... but it was too late for Lily to react. And obviously, you know, for the owners of the store, they're just devastated. None of the birds are actually hurt, but they're worried about the stress levels because stress can kill birds. And yeah, obviously that's an incredibly stressful situation. And, you know, birds, when you're running a pet store, they don't have a lot of resale value, despite what you saw in Dumb and Dumber. Like,
pretty bird. Yeah, can you say pretty bird? Pretty bird.
You can't just tape a bird back together and sell it to some poor kid.
Yeah, lucky this bird's okay. I wonder, when you were talking about a blind bird, I'm like, you sure it wasn't the chick behind the wheel? That wasn't the blind bird you were talking about?
I mean, she'll be off to Specsavers for an eye test after that collision. But yeah, no, Lily the blind bird is okay. Although her speech has changed. She used to say, Lily want a cracker, and now she says, Lily want a number for a personal injury lawyer. So
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.